Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're talking about clarity, the need for it, and what it looks like in relationships. So we hope this is helpful, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Wes, how's it going?
It's going well, man. How are you?
Not bad. Glad it's Friday. So today, I wanted to talk around the topic of clarity, specifically around communication. And why it's important to seek out clarity. And I think to start that off, to define what it is that I mean when I say clarity, because there could be a multitude of definitions for that one. But for me, when I'm seeking clarity, is there's no ambiguity or gray or like questions around a topic so that there's confidence in what's being said and that it's understood. Specifically, like thinking about it from two different perspectives, if you're working to get clarity in a conversation around something, whether it's conflict, what the next step is, there's what I'm saying and then what the other person is hearing and how we go about, you know, making sure that we're on the same page. Why that's so important that I've noticed in my life that if I'm not seeking clarity in something, there's so much room for assumptions from me and from the other person that I'm talking with. And typically assumptions don't work out well. And misunderstanding leads to unnecessary conflict. And then it becomes a giant waste of time. And then there's hurt feelings, just like this cascade effect of the negative results and consequences of not having clarity on something. It can be something as small as, you know, what are we going to eat next? Something as big as what do I feel about you as a person? How healthy is our relationship? So clarity is a very important thing. And I think we can be intentionally focused on, and it'll improve our relationships. And that's what we talk about here in our conversations, is we want to have healthy relationships. So that is why I think it's important that we talk about it. So what are you thinking?
No, I agree. I mean, most interpersonal conflict comes down to unmet expectations, and unmet expectations often originate from miscommunication and lack of clarity. So yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. So I think if we talk through, like, how do you identify when something isn't clear in a conversation, or how do you have how do I have confidence that someone has clarity with what I'm communicating? It's usually helpful to know exactly what it is that I want to communicate beforehand. That requires time and intention to figure out what is it that I want to communicate with this person, instead of just winging it and just hoping that, you know, they'll understand what I'm, you know, referencing or inferring or, like, you know, hinting at. Because it's really frustrating to be in a conversation with someone and they're not saying what they're thinking. They're just, you know, hinting around it or like beating around the bush. They're not just saying what needs to be said. It feels like it doesn't build confidence in that relationship or in that person, because they're like, well, what are they not saying? The whole time you're having this conversation with someone who you're like, they're holding back. I don't know why. Or they're not telling me the whole truth. So it doesn't, you know, doesn't make you want to continue that conversation for much longer. Like, I can't really take what that person says seriously. So it's a waste of time. Like, it's like you're spinning your wheels. And you're not able to move forward or have a productive next step. So it is, but you can't control the other person in that conversation. So that's why I started with knowing and having confidence around what it is that you want to say to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you make a lot of good points. I think maybe some of the things that we should bring up now is the reality that when it comes to communication, when it comes to clarity, because again, yeah, we're wanting to be relationally healthy, and relationships require communication. I've never seen a good relationship happen in the with the absence of communication. The reality is there's so much fear. I think we have to talk about fear when we talk about communication, because how we communicate and how we hear others says a lot about us, even more so than what it says about the other. Because you alluded to this, but you know, people will beat around the bush, or we'll say, like, if I could tell you, there's so many times where I've been in conversations and somebody thought that that their point got across, but it's like they were so afraid of being rejected, or they were afraid of being of saying something hard and somebody being upset or hurting somebody's feelings, that they, and I've done this, and so they communicated in such a way that it wasn't clear, and they thought their message got across, but it didn't, and it just made the matter worse.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 2 in our conversation. We'll see you then.